When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. It's mercy if y'all don't know. Dribble to the left, cross over to the right, hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This alley-oop, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby, you out of town. It's buckets, what it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
Mm-hmm. So people in the chat are... Mount Rushmore for tonight is our top four favorite non-sports movies. Because we did a sports movie once, and now we're doing non-sports movies.
I didn't have a lot of... I didn't think about this enough. I feel like I'm going to miss something.
At least it didn't go to the ACC like some of the... Yeah. Actually, no. It would have hurt my soul more if he went to another ACC school, but then it would have made me even happier if we destroyed that team.
I am a kid.
Lynn Kidd will play on every team in the ACC. My time. This is his third one.
This is his third one. Yep.
Third one. I mean, if Norchad went to another.
Damn, do we need to start posting our Mount Rushmore topic sooner? Honestly, we didn't. Well, we were going to do this last week, but then Matt was like, "Oh, we should do something for Star Wars Day."
Yeah, we generally sometimes, I mean, they've seen this because sometimes on the show we come up with it.
Yeah. So, if we come up with it in advance, we'll so is Matt Cross. No, he's an ACC school.
Yes, he is.
SMU. That's true. He's going to SMU. Yeah, good
Matt
luck.
Matt Cross. Me and Max were talking about that the other day. Oh,
crazy. One of my good undergrad, my good friends from undergrad is now a professor at SMU. So I'm going to have to head out there at some point. She still roots for the Canes, but she's now teaching at SMU. So what's crazy about that, Max? We're stalling to give the guys more time to think of movies. He silently committed to TCU and then his agent got a better deal at SMU. Max with the insider news, man. This is why we have a maxed buckets group text or group DM.
Max
hosts maxed out, and then this is Buckfield max buckets. Yeah,
buckets to the max. Mount Rushmore.
Let's do it.
Who's first?
Real quick, Matt, for your coaching thing. So you know how when we had Coach Irving on the show, and he says he plays point guard. For like when they do like against whatever the team, are you gonna play against your
team? I'm gonna play. But I mean, so I'm coaching with Brendan, right? So
yeah.
He plays right now. Like he'll play with the first team, or he'll like we'll do like scrimmage, like once a week since it's the off season, we'll scrimmage and stuff. He played D2 ball. It's like he's a good player. Like when we play men's league and stuff, he's always our leading scorer and our point guard. But yeah, no, he's out there playing. I can't right now, obviously, but I'm looking you're still healing to up, maybe during the summer. Yeah, I can't. It's like I took my brace off today and it's like swollen. The area above where it was. Yeah. Like it's, I don't know if it's all the fluid or something. It just looks like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Still pain too, especially going downstairs.
Man, you need some PT.
Yeah. I finally got approved for it. I'm not gonna be able to go till like middle of May though. Like in like a week or two. Yeah.
That's just expensive. If insurance doesn't cover it.
My insurance covers it, but
that's good because otherwise I looked into it for my back and I'm like, nope, not doing it. Too much money. So, all right, Mount Rushmore.
All right, who's first? Melissa? Oh, yeah. As I think always,
Vish go first since he never goes first.
Okay. Vish, you go first. I'll go second. Melissa goes last.
What did Max do to injure himself?
He has a good amount of health problems.
Is that for your back or your legs?
Doesn't he have bad knees?
I know he's got a bad back and some stuff with his legs, but I forget what he told me he was going to PT. We talk a lot of medical stuff. Neck and legs. There you go. So both.
So shout Terrence's List, Boomerang, American Pie, Potpourri, Jungle Fever.
Moose said Godfather. Was in the top 10 of a lot of lists I was looking at online. Raiders of the Lost Ark is another good one.
Moose is in the film industry, by the way.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Good stuff. We should have had him on for this segment.
If he would appear. he is anonymous.
Well, he doesn't have to. He wouldn't have to put his picture up there. He could leave the camera.
Be like that. Be like the FBI blacked out with the voice changer.
The voice changer.
Yeah.
All right. Vish, favorite movie of all. So this isn't what we think are the best movies of all time. This is our favorite movies of all time. So don't judge.
All right. I don't think any of mine are going to take, and so I'm not going to be strategic. Number one, Beverly Hills Cop.
It's a good one.
Interesting.
I'm going to go with mine.
Still holds up.
I'm going to go with my number one since I couldn't include in the sports movies because you guys wouldn't let me, is Gladiator.
Gladiator.
Russell Crowe, baby.
So my favorite movie since I was like a kid and watched this for the first time, and I actually had this movie poster in my dorm all 4 years of college. What'd he say? Psycho, because it's a classic. Also, because I just told my date to watch it. Number two, Silence. You know what's funny with Silence of the Lambs is, I precept students from UM at my job that are in the nurse practitioner program or whatever, and I've quoted that movie before with her, like that's my last student, and she never heard of Silence of the Lambs ever. And I'm like, this is your assignment after you finish finals, is I want you to watch this movie and then get back to me. But yeah, anyway. So my favorite movie growing up, and like I literally had this poster in my dorm room all 4 years, was The Matrix.
It's a good one. That's one where the sequels are terrible.
Sequels sucked. The sequels, the two sequels could have been one movie, and then they added a fourth one later on, which was even worse. But the original Matrix, my favorite. Oh, MF Doom. Yo, he's the thumbnail maker. MF Doom is the master thumbnail maker on the Flow channel. He's always making cool thumbnails with people's pictures in them.
There you go.
So I think that's a thumbnail of Big Mac from Maxed Out. we do need a Buckets thumbnail. Vish, what's your next one?
All right, so this is like the OG modern action movie.
What is it?
Die Hard.
Die Hard? Okay.
That's a perfect movie.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Of course it is.
No.
Christmas is set. I feel like we've talked about this on the show, but Christmas is central to the plot.
That's why I mentioned it.
Central to, I can't even tell if like we did stuff on air or in the 3 hours we stay on. See, after.
Max just said it too because it's delayed. By the way, have you noticed that when we do Mount Rushmore now, I pull the hood up? It's my new thing.
Not now you said, so now I will notice. But
So Vish has got Beverly Hills Cop and Die Hard. What's next, Matt? You got Gladiator?
You know what? We did Star Wars. We were talking about Star Wars last week. I'm going to do Empire Strikes Back.
Dang, that was nostalgic on my list.
For me.
Wow.
It's on my list.
It's a collision. You'll have to settle for Titanic or something.
No. It was definitely on my list, but I'm going to cross it out because you took it. All right. Since I can't say that, my next one has got to be Jurassic Park.
Ah,
there you go.
That was a good one. That's a good one. That's one where the music makes a lot of the movie too. Man, you hear that?
That's another one. Another one where the sequels were crap. Jurassic World is good, but like
oh my god, the worst one though. I haven't even seen the last one. The
original Jurassic World was good. I haven't even seen
Jurassic World. The one was it Fear King, whatever the second of the reboot. Mm-hmm. One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Really? Like, I didn't like Lost World and Jurassic
World. I thought Lost World would have been good if they didn't do the whole San Diego scene. If it ended on the island,
I didn't watch it.
I think
it's
actually fine. Lost World?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other one.
When they take the T-Rex to San Diego, like that thing, it's like an extra 20 minutes in the movie that just didn't need to be. If it ended on the island itself, and like that I think would have... That I think would have been actually a good movie, but then you got like the T-Rex like going into Blockbuster Video and it's like whoa, what movie is this now? And it kind of ruined it. All right, this is one I don't think a lot of people have seen. It's one of my favorite movies. In fact, I remember. Oh God, I'm gonna make myself sound old. This has been high school. I think I was in high school. But. Got the VHS on from Blockbuster, watched this movie, liked it so much, rewound it and watched it again. And that is, it's a John Cusack movie, Gross Point Blank. If you have not seen that.
What's it called?
Gross Point Blank. So John Cusack plays a hitman who goes to his 10-year high school reunion. It is really good. Mini Driver.
I've never heard of it, honestly.
You should watch it. It is an excellent movie. It's one of my favorites. Obviously, it's on my Mount Rushmore. There's a lot of actually Dan Aykroyd's in it. There's a lot of people in it. It's the late 90s.
Matt, what's next?
I'm trying to debate which one I want to take right now.
See, so Matt's got Gladiator and Star Wars Episode 5, which was one of mine, which now I can't pick.
I really like a lot of I'm thinking of like World War II movies or like I have like six movies I'm looking at that I just don't know which one to take. I'm gonna go with this one actually first because I know I want to take it. Have you guys ever seen Seven?
Yes. Seven?
I'm going to put Seven as one of my favorites. That movie was really good. Do you know which one it is, Melissa?
I've never heard of it.
It's the one that's about a serial killer kills people based on the seven deadly sins. It's with a young Brad Pitt and
Morgan Freeman.
Kevin Spacey is the serial killer.
Charlize Theron, right? Who's in the box? It's her, right? Isn't that?
Yeah. Yeah. So, twisted. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I was gonna say twisted. Whatever.
Does Seabiscuit count as a sports movie? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The English Patient. Oof. Don't know about that one, Moose. Don't know about that one.
Oh, is it my turn?
It is. It'd be your turn. Yes.
All right. Oh, man, I have a few. We're gonna have to do some honorable mentions. So I've got Matrix, Jurassic Park. My next one.
This has got good lists. Those are rewatchables for me. If they're on, okay. I'm going to watch them. So far, you're 2 for 2. Yeah. Like Seven's a really good movie. I just can't imagine. Let me sit down, like popcorn movie, watch this damn thing.
All right. So I actually I've quoted this movie a bunch of times at work, and there's been people who have never seen it before. This is another one where I've had former students. I'm like, you need to watch this movie. And no list is complete unless you have a movie with Morgan Freeman in it. So I'm gonna go with The Shawshank Redemption.
Now, when you're quoting this at work, are you saying more guards than Shawshank instead of actually quoting the movie? Or
no. So was it? I've people ask me, like, I have students a lot that like ask me, like, oh, how long have you worked here, blah blah blah, and I tell them how long I've been at work, and I'm like, at this point, like, I'm institutionalized because like I've been working here so long, and I compare it to the guy on Shawshank. What's his name? The old guy. That hangs himself when they release him on
parole.
Brooks. Yeah. Brooks. I'm like Brooks. I'm, and then people don't know the reference, and I'm like, how have you not seen this Morgan Freeman movie? Plus, John Rothstein says more guards than Shawshank all the time.
I mean, that's why I brought it up. Like, so I feel like
it's got to be on the list. I mean, that's just like, that's a movie like that's on TV all the time. Like when I'm randomly like actually scrolling through my cable, and I see that it's on, I just throw it on. It was actually, that movie is one of the movies that I would literally throw on while I was like studying in grad school, because it's like just something I would have on in the background, and you just hear Morgan Freeman's velvet voice and study and have that on. So yeah, Shawshank Redemption.
There you go. All Vish, right. Last one.
Yeah, this is where it gets tough. You know, they're definitely, I mean, some of the ones y'all have picked would be on my list if we were going to like 10, but all right, last one. Gotta pick University of Miami alumni Ray Liotta's Goodfellas.
Oh,
all right.
So Vish has got Beverly Hills Cop, Die Hard, Gross Point Blank, and Goodfellas.
I'm gonna go with I'll go with what Moose mentioned, actually. Saving Private Ryan is my fourth.
Oh, and Matt, I totally spaced. It's not Charlie's Thrones. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah.
So Matt's got Gladiator, Star Wars Episode 5, 7, and Saving Private Ryan. My fourth, man, I have a few that, like, are some of my favorite movies, but like I feel like putting them on like a top four, like it's not like great cinema, they're just fun to watch.
I mean, I mix those in, like, yeah. I mean,
well, like I feel like I did that with The Matrix. Like I feel like that was just like a fun movie.
I mean, so is Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah, but then like Shawshank Redemption's and like the storytelling. But my fourth one, since we've approached the anniversary of the Holocaust, I gotta go with Schindler's List, because that's probably one of the best stories ever told. An amazing, just an amazing movie. Probably the only movie that like was ever made me cry. So never again, we mean it. Schindler's List.
So let me ask you two a question. So I approached these list not necessarily as like the best movies I've ever seen, but more like, what would I actually like, if I'm flipping channels that's on TV, I'm gonna stop and watch it.
I didn't look at it that way.
Okay,
three of my four. Schindler's List, I had to put. It's just such a good
movie. Yeah, I know. I don't think I can get through that again. Yeah, I don't think
it's not something you're gonna watch on a regular basis, but like it's still one of my top movies ever. Just the storytelling. Obviously, it's not something like, oh, this is on TV, let me eat popcorn and watch it.
I think if Gladiator's on TV, I'm watching it. If Empire Strikes Back is, then I'd watch it. But like, that's...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Maybe Saving Private Ryan, but
for me, it's just, especially with everything going on in the world and the anniversary and stuff, like it is one of my top movies, just because of the storytelling. The Boy in the Striped Pajamas is good, but it's such a great movie. I mean, I have some honorable mentions of movies that like I watched on the regular. Star Wars was on my list, Episode 5, and then I also had Iron Man, the original one, because that was like there's a really a bunch of really good Marvel movies. I know Black Panther was really good. Avengers Endgame.
Had Dark Knight on.
Dark Knight was good. But like Iron Man for me, because it was like the first one. Like that was like the beginning of like that crazy like masterpieces that went on after. E.T. was another one. That's one I love to watch. That's a classic. And then Avatar, the first one.
I have, so I had Dark Knight, I had No Country for Old Men, Inglourious Bastards, Gran Torino, and then I had V for Vendetta too.
Oh, that's such a, V for Vendetta is such a good movie. That's a really good one. I actually own that on DVD. I remember seeing that movie in theaters, and I actually went back to see it again. I've watched that movie a few times in theaters. That was such a good movie. That's with Mr. Smith from Matrix. That's a really good movie.
Yeah, I mean, I have a whole list of mile long. So, both Godfathers, for sure. Basically, the whole Star Wars catalog, even the shitty ones, I would watch if they're on. I mean, look, Phantom Menace is going. If Phantom Menace is going, I'll watch it. I'll watch it. I mean.
Hey, it's 25th anniversary of Phantom Menace. It's going to be back in the theaters.
Is it?
That I'm not doing.
Yeah. May 27th, I think.
You will not be taking my money, Disney Corporation. I was about to say George Lucas, but he's nowhere getting any money off any of this anymore.
Max wants to know why nobody said The Big Lebowski.
It's not one of my favorites. I know that's not not a popular answer. It's not one of my... not one of my top ones. I would say the whole Indiana Jones series, except for Crystal Skull, which is an abomination.
Raiders of the Lost Ark would probably be an honorable mention for me. That
yeah, Raiders is really good. The latest one was actually really good too. I enjoyed that. It came out a couple of years ago. Full Metal Jacket's excellent.
Oh, I had that. Kubrick. Yeah, I was going to write that one.
I'd say a lot of Tarantino's catalog, Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Django.
Django's good, yeah.
I'd watch all those. Yeah, there was a lot in my list. So I kind of, that's why I filtered it down to which are the fun movies. That's what I ended up putting on there. Because
yeah, I switch between fun and just like really, really amazing like cinema.
Yeah, definitely Jurassic Park would have been on mine as well.
Favorite horror movie? I'm not really a big horror movie fan. We have I told this story on air before how I was like traumatized because like my mom went away for the weekend, and so I had a bunch of my high school friends stay over for the weekend, and we did like a horror movie marathon where we watched like all the old school horror movies, and like it just scared me shitless, so I don't really do horror movies anymore. Oh, also honorable mention to Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, come on.
I watched that movie the night it came out. It was right before I was going back to, I think it was my junior year of college. I went to the movies with three of my friends and we went to watch it. And there was only four other people in the theater that night. And we had so much fun laughing and just like screaming at random shit and like talking to the other four people in the theater. The experience of watching that in a mostly empty theater was a lot of fun.
Is it just because of Samuel L. Jackson?
No, it's just a great movie.
Oh.
It's so bad that it's good. Also, yeah. one of the actors from ER, which is my favorite TV series of all time, is also in that movie.
I would say...
Also, Samuel L. Jackson also said that he would do a Snakes on a Plane too. Because he said it was really fun to make. But like originally they had changed the name of it to like Pacific Flight 113, and he wasn't going to do it unless they changed the name back to Snakes on a Plane.
A so lot of that.
That was part of the same interview when he talked about the purple lightsaber thing.
I would put a lot of the Fast and Furious movies on there. We're talking about fun movies. Wow. Bruce is not a fan of your Snakes on a Plane.
It's so bad, it's good.
Fast Five is one of the best action movies ever made, just in a vacuum. We have not seen that one. And then they tried to keep heightening, and the back half of that series has fallen off pretty heavily, but it peaks at Fast Five. It's an excellent movie.
I've only seen the first three.
The second one, unfortunately, the one in Miami is terrible. It's tonally off. I don't know what they were going for there.
Is that the one?
That's the one with Tyrese in it. And
they like break. Yeah, he finds them like at what's he doing? Like one of those like what is it called?
Oh, like derbies. Like,
derbies. Yeah,
on Barstow.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's one. That's when they had the ejecto seat, right?
One going back to
ejecto seat, cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's from that, but that is just that one doesn't fit. But the other first four out of the first five are really good, and five is just an amazing movie. Then it got like stupid. The cast got too big and they started killing everyone off. But anyway, that was a good movie. Passenger, if you want a dumb action movie, Passenger 57 with Wesley Snipes. He's an airline security guy and he ends up on a plane with hijackers. It's the one where he says always bet on black and hangs the phone up.
You know what's a really random Samuel Jackson movie that I saw when I was growing up? It's kind of a scary movie. So when I was little, because I love Jurassic Park, I used to read like all the Michael Crichton books because he's like the writer of the original series. And two of my favorite books that he ever wrote was Andromeda Strain and Sphere. And Sphere they made into a movie. Now it's a terrible movie, but Samuel Jackson was actually in it with Dustin Hoffman. And I love the book so much that I watched the movie. And even though the movie's really bad, I watched it a bunch of times because I love the book. But also another Samuel Jackson movie that I like. I can't find that movie anywhere, though. It's not on any streaming services. Did you ever see the movie Tremors?
Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon and...
That's a classic, yeah. Man. I watched that like when I was 7. Probably not the best movie to watch when you're like 7 years old, but
I mean, it's such a dumb movie.
Yeah.
That Marvin character, like the teenager, what a dummy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then Reba McEntire's in it.
Oh, it is true. Reba is in that movie. Yep.
Yeah, no, it's a fun one. Then they made a bunch of sequels, which I didn't see.
Yeah, no, the original was good. I'm trying to think. What other really bad movies were actually enjoyable, though? I'm trying to think of, like, really old movies.
Really old? What's your definition of really old?
The Muppets Christmas Carol. It's a good one. That's it. Anything else, guys?
Your dad's Sharknado. Friend was the star. Your dad's friend is
the star Ian, in all of the Sharknado.
Ian Ziering? Is your dad's friend Ian Ziering?
Wait, from 90210?
That's the star of Sharknado, right? Am I mixing stuff up? But that's not a bad movie. It's intentionally dumb. Yeah, it's Ian Ziering.
The guy from Beverly Hills 90210?
Yeah.
Dang.
That's not really bad in the sense that it's on purpose.
It's supposed to be bad. It's just like a novelty movie. We should do a Mount Rushmore or favorite holiday movies next time. Or wait till December to do that. I don't know.
Well, Die Hard's up there.
All right. Anything else before we move into our final segment?
Oh, I forgot about that.
You have about 30 seconds to think of a final thought. I forgot to remind you.
Is this every show? Like, why does it need to be a reminder?
I mean...
Because it's still relatively new. So, are we ready for final thoughts?
All right, this final thoughts is, I guess I'm just going to talk about people that annoy me. whenever you go to Disney and there's a group of people that just stop in the middle of the walkway and they decide they're going to look at their phones and just stand there, making everyone just awkwardly walk in all different directions. You're the worst people. Please don't come back to the parks.
And then they look at you when you run into them.
Oh yeah, and I run into them on purpose too.
Okay, well then they should look at you on purpose.
No, I don't run into them on purpose. It's just like you don't expect them to stop walking.
Oh yeah, well like I'm not going to completely like move like my. I'm saying like in a Disneyland is a lot smaller, right? Like
no, it happens at Disney World too.
Yeah, but I'm saying like the walkways, like you know, what I mean, there's some areas that are really tight that if like three people are just standing there, like you're not going to really be able to walk through. So like I'll kind of like shoulder nudge someone like, hey, like you know, get the hell out of the way. But
I like that final thoughts on the fly. That was a good one.
That's there you go.
That goes back to our pet peeves one. Anyway, cue the socks outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.